you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you.
Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options.
Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of Desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
Look who's in the house, Brian Bilharts from
Bilharts Desert Insurance.
His name is not Bill Hartz. His first name is not Bill. His last name is not Hartz. You keep sort of getting that wrong, but you're getting better.
You know, a few weeks ago, we had a appreciation dinner for our agents kind of closing
Surely.
Out last year.
Right.
And on the, you know, we did it at the View restaurant at Indian Wells Country Club.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful, beautiful setting. We've done it there before.
Yum.
And so they had a little display, you know, to lead our people up the stairs. And it said, Bill Hartz
Insurance.
It didn't even say insurance.
Oh, no.
You know, and I tell my agents, I said, listen, I'm so sorry. I've lived with my last name my entire life. And now you guys are having to deal
with
this,
it.
Too.
Yeah. Okay, just to be clear, Joey Pals, even though, let's see, Tuesday, March 14th is Pi Day, P-I.
Yes.
National
Pi Day.
Meaning the mathematical.
The mathematical, yes.
Not the kind I can eat.
3.14.
Yes.
Well, you can still eat pie on
this
Pi
is
Day.
True. I may take that to heart.
There you go.
This man's name is Brian. Pause. Bill Hartz.
Yes.
What nationality is that?
The name is German.
I guess, no, it wouldn't have mattered what first name they gave you, because it's the Bill Hartz that's doing it, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think I've shared before, my rest his soul, my wonderful, wonderful grandfather, his birth name was Edsel. So I remember.
That's a car, Joey Pals. For those of you playing along at home, it was a car that Ford made and named after his son, Edsel.
I did not know that.
Thank God I'm here.
Thank you for
that. And then it turned out to be such a failure.
Yeah, it was a big time failure. But I remember his retirement party.
Edsel's.
And, yeah,
your grandfather's.
My grandfather's
okay.
Retirement party, and all of his coworkers and friends called him
Bill.
So,
they didn't say Edsel, pause, Bill Hartz.
No.
They said Mr. Hartz. Oh, gosh.
It happens.
What
all
did
the
you
time.
Name your kids?
Oh, Lord have mercy. you know, I have four of them. I have a Caitlin, and I have Brooke, Brianna,
oh,
and
right.
Brylin. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You did the B's except for the
that's
extra
right.
one.
That's right.
Good heavens. Okay. Now, as if we weren't convoluted enough with all of this, I did the tease. Trevor, Tammy, Tyler, and one of my children
right.
named their son Trent.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor, Tammy, Tyler, mm-hmm. Trent.
Yep.
Okay.
Lots of tease.
We're having lots of trouble with insurance right mm-hmm. now and Medicare and dates and fix it for us,
oh,
Brian,
boy.
Whatever your name is.
You know, just call me Bill. So... You know, I wish I had a magic wand away,
oh.
but I will tell you. So I just got back a couple of weeks ago on the 2nd. I got back from, I was gone for 8 days, but half of that trip was a family trip with my girls in Texas for cheer. They had a big cheer competition. They did awesome.
Fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Think of the Rangerettes, remember all of them? Those cheerleaders.
It is so intense. And competitive to watch what these girls do.
These little girls can get down and dirty.
Yes. They had a lot
Kilgore Rangerettes. That's who started
mm-hmm.
all that.
Yes. I should thank, my pocketbook should thank them for that. So then the second part of my trip, I actually went to Washington, D.C. and met with Congressman Ruiz.
Oh.
And then we actually now have new representation out here because they
yes.
divided, you know, the Coachella
of the
Valley.
Redistricting.
They redistricted us, and now we have Congressman Calvert as well. And I was
Is that a man or a woman?
A man, Kenneth Calvert.
That's right. Kenneth.
So
Calvert.
We go, I go and I take a small group of my agents with me every
nice.
Year to go and speak to them on behalf of their constituents. Our clients, Medicare beneficiaries.
What a wonderful, that's not a normal thing mm. that insurance people do.
No.
How nice of you.
You know, like at the end of the day, I have heart in my name, right? I have heart in my logo. Like we really do care about these people. And we really do want to go far beyond just selling them an insurance product, right?
Right.
We want to be part of their life and we want to advocate for them because we understand all this stuff. We know how it works. So we go back and we explain to the lawmakers, the legislators,
wow.
how these laws and things they create
impact.
Affect real
yes.
people. So one of the cool takeaways, I mean, first of all, Washington, D.C. is amazing. With all the museums and all the history, I mean, I think this was my fourth or fifth time, and you know, and I go back to the same exact museums
yes.
to take in more and more and more because it's just, there's so much.
When
amazing.
Tyler was at Palm Valley Private School, they took a trip.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually, a few years back before COVID, so maybe 18 or 19, I ran into the tour from Desert Christian Academy.
See?
They were in line right behind us to get into the White House. It was amazing.
Oh.
You know, here we are on the complete opposite
it's
side
a
of
sign.
The country. Yeah, it was definitely a sign.
Okay, what did you stress?
So one of the biggest takeaways for me was what they're titling a Part D open enrollment period.
Part D. I have no idea what that means.
So I'll summarize it this way. Currently, we're in what's called a Medicare Advantage open enrollment period.
Okay.
Started January 1st, ends March 31st. People that are currently enrolled on a Medicare Advantage plan, they have one opportunity between that time frame to change their plan. And people say, well, why might somebody want to change their plan now? Simple. They go to the pharmacy. And what they were paying $20 for, $30 for last year is now $100.
Yes.
Formularies change, tier co-payments for medications change. You know, and to be frank, I wish that my team and I had the opportunity to do reviews for every single client every single year, but that's a huge obstacle.
If you don't change your plan, you go to the pharmacy and you're blindsided.
That's the most
common
situation.
I blame you.
You know, fortunately, when I'm working with my clients, it is a mutual decision. It's not a Brian decision. So they don't blame me. The clients come to me and say, how can you help me fix this?
Before,
which is a beautiful thing.
Before the blindsiding.
Well, yeah, they'll tell the pharmacy, hold on, I'm not going to take that medication. Let me see what else I could do.
And, okay.
You know, and I tell people, I'm not a doctor. I don't know, you know, what your diagnosis is for these medications, but here's some alternative medications you may want to talk to your doctor about to see if those are suitable to treat
generics and things.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Joey, you bring up a good reminder for your Joey pals. And I really, really want everybody to write this down. Because we've been conditioned, when we're with a doctor and they're going to prescribe us a new medication, we've been conditioned to ask for a generic. Doctor, is there a generic? And any medication that you see on the TV commercial, there's no generic. So the question needs to be, is there a generic alternative?
Generic alternative.
Yes.
Got it.
Because doctors are a lot like engineers. God bless all the engineers that are listening. But engineers see things in black and white. There's no gray in the middle. So similar with the doctor, when you ask for generic, all they're thinking is generic. No, this is a brand new medication. There are no generics. But you ask that question for a generic alternative. That can
I understand.
Kind of change a little bit of, you know, their thought process.
So did you share that with the lawmakers?
You know what? I did not.
Oh.
Because really our focus is more on the actual written laws. You know, this is like an unwritten law that we as patients just ask for generics instead of asking for a generic.
Were they receptive?
You know, they really were, especially at Congressman Ruiz's office. She was the lady there. Her name is Erin. I've met with her for the last several years.
Yes.
She knows healthcare. She understands it. She understands our plight.
Because we don't.
Our demographics. Right. And, you know, she was very, very open with us. We had a group of five people that were there. And she was very open with saying, hey, you know, this is something I didn't understand before. You know, thank you guys for clarifying this. We didn't understand the value of, you know, what this opportunity,
communication.
The purpose of this. Yeah, it's all communication.
What a concept.
Right?
With your elected officials.
Yes.
What? Let me write that down.
Right.
Gee whiz. Joey pals, don't try this at home alone. No matter what your age is. Your insurance issues, especially Medicare, Medi-Cal, all those words I don't know. How do we continue the conversation with you?
So,
whatever your name is.
We'll say Brian for purposes of this show. Email address, brian@billhearts.com.
Yep.
Insurance.com.
This will all be up on joeyenglish.com. Don't worry.
And my cell phone number, which is best for texting, is 760-459-9617.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
On all of our behalfs.
Yeah,
I'm absolutely a customer.
Yes, you are.
And I don't try and do any of this all by myself.
No.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for stopping by, Brian.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You teach us every single time. And don't worry if you don't learn it, if you don't write it down, even though I'll put most of it up on the website. Call Brian and have the conversation.
Yes, please.
If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.